This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A moment now to reflect on people who lived alone before the pandemic mess and have now been living life with these added limits. More than a quarter of U.S. households have just one person, a number much higher than 50 years ago. Ashley Milne-Tite has our story.
Before the pandemic, nonprofit consultant Ginny Giles traveled for work all the time. She'd meet with clients or attend a conference.
And so life was just very, very full and rewarding and just wonderful. I love my life.
Giles is happily single. She lives in Pittsburgh, but many of her friends are scattered around the country. She's been working at home alone all year. Sometimes she says she worries about who'd look after her if she got COVID.
And I increased my short-term and long-term disability coverage when the pandemic started, so that if I was out of work, I would have that. But, you know, I'm a small business owner. If I don't work, I don't get paid.
And she doesn't have a partner's income to fall back on. Bella DiPaolo is an author who studies single life. She says companies and policymakers address so much pandemic messaging to families.
And when we single people hear all the concern about families and working families, it kind of says to us, we don't care about you. We may not even realize you exist.
When in fact, she says many singles are working long hours and dealing with their own COVID stress. Anthony Meek is a social worker with the Employee Assistance Program at Johns Hopkins University. He says the single people he's counseled often feel guilty talking about their mental health. So he tells them,
kind of that foundation is removing that guilt and just letting yourself feel and deserve to feel bad in a pandemic.
Of course, not everyone does feel bad. Karina Zappa of Santa Rosa, California, says working at home alone has been energizing. She's a self-described introvert in her 30s.
You know, I have to say, I was kind of excited when I got sent home, and I am kind of dreading going back.
She says she likes her job and her colleagues, but meeting up on screen has been enough. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.